Okay, happy Monday, everybody. It is a John DiBella Show Daily Podcast, especially a happy Monday to you teachers out there who may be listening because, yeah, it might be your last Monday of freedom for quite some time. Hopefully that's not the case. Maybe you go back in September, but I feel like those days are way behind us. It's Dave here with the best stuff from this morning, August 20th, on the John DiBella Show. We started things off by complaining about the weather. I, in particular, am fed up, done, over it, because I want to host people at my house, but my deck is in disrepair, and I'm blaming Mother Nature, okay? So if you come over and hang out in my backyard and fall through, don't say I didn't warn you. America has an interesting export that we learned about. It's booming across the world, and the answer as to what it is will surprise you. It's National Radio Day, so we patted ourselves on the back and celebrated. And also celebrated Robert Plant's birthday. The Golden God turned 70 today. And we dug up some old interviews, some fun facts about the man. Al Sharpton was not worth celebrating today, but he was worth making fun of because he had a rather embarrassing spelling mistake over the weekend. And speaking of less than intelligent individuals, we rounded up the stupid and thinned the herd this morning, like we do every Monday morning. And all week long, we have ELO tickets, perhaps the most coveted ticket of the summer. And we're handing them out with a little game we call EL Yes or EL No. Make sure you hear about that. And perhaps you'll be walking off this week with tickets to see Jeff Lynne and company. Have a listen. Let's do it right now. It is the Daily Podcast.
This was weather-wise, according to Friday's forecast, this weekend was ass backwards. The weather we had yesterday is the weather we were supposed to have Saturday, and Saturday's weather was supposed to happen on Sunday, and it just didn't happen that way at all.
I'm just resigned to the fact that it's never going to be dry again.
Is that it?
Ever.
I got to say, I was walking around a section of my backyard, and the ground actually squishes.
Yeah, I'm slipping on my grass.
It just swishes everywhere, which scares the hell out of me because people in my neighborhood don't take care of their trees. It's a living thing. Don't cut it. You cut your hair, don't you, bozo? Right, you know, so it's just, I'm telling you, one good storm and there's going to be trees all over the place. I mean, because they just can't hold on to the ground. The ground is so soaking wet.
No, I hear you. I can't stain my deck. It's all terrible.
You still haven't done it.
No, I need 4 days of dryness. It's not going to happen. Uh-huh. I need to sand, 2 days dry for that, okay. And I need to stain. 2 days drive after that.
Oh, so you still haven't even sanded?
No.
Oh, damn.
I'm desperate.
Oh, brother. Help Dave, gods.
Yes, please.
Please, gods of weather. Right? Help Dave. We want him to finish that deck before the snow comes.
The John DiBella Podcast. John DiBella.
When you think of the hottest export in the United States, the hottest export the United States has to offer, what do you think it is?
Is it oil?
No, it's not oil. Not oil. Mm.
I don't even know. I don't even know where to guess.
Weaponry.
What
weaponry?
No, oh, that's a good one.
No, not weaponry. It's not oil. It's not weaponry. It's not Levi's.
Bourbon.
It's not beer of some kind. It's not bourbon. It's not Harley Davidson's.
Carnival peanuts.
It's not Carnival peanuts. It's sperm. Yes, ladies and gentlemen.
That's a technicality. I mean, you have like 130 million per person. That's garbage math.
No. The demand for U.S. sperm is on the rise because we've got the biggest supply in the world, second to the only person is second, followed by Denmark, right? And I mean, this is where the world comes for this baby batter. All right,
American exceptionalism.
That's it. Yeah. There's a place, California Cryobank claims to be the largest in the world with a donor roster of over 600 fappers. All right, and
that's a scientific term, I believe.
It is, right? And they say that they're responsible for 75,000 live births since 1977.
Wow.
Right, 75.
You're welcome, world.
That's it. Yeah, capitalism rocks. And, you know, their advertising is spectacular.
Demand for American sperm is on the rise. That means there's never been a better time to grab a big handful of the multi-million dollar global sperm donation industry. And Spermex has you covered. That's right. If you're considering becoming a sperm donor, SpermX, America's trusted name in at-home sperm donation for over 25 years in two-minute increments, wants to give you a hand.
They've thought of everything. They even make you sign a release before you release.
So what are you waiting for? A Victoria's Secret catalog and a new bottle of baby oil? Call today and ask for the SpermX sample kit. It comes in its own protective jacket. And SpermX wants to help you turn that sperm into cold, hard cash. SpermX, where our customer always comes first.
The John DeBella Podcast.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
102.9 MGK.
So, who says that August doesn't have any holidays? Today is one of the most important holidays of the year, even if we only found out about it about 2 hours ago. All right.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
All right. Today is National Radio Day. All right. Okay, so here's some results from some research that were recently done. 71% of people listen to the radio in their car. That we know, and we thank you for the ride. All right. 2 out of 3 people listen to the radio every day. 56% of women and 35% of men sing along to the radio. 59% of women and 76% of men are listening when we say, don't touch that dial. And they stay there through all of the commercials. And a weird 9% of people actually don't believe we play enough commercials.
What?
Let's put it this way. Everyone on radio is not in agreement with you.
Yeah.
Well, let's put it this way. Everyone in the broadcast side of radio is not
right.
in agreement.
Exactly. The sales department, there's the 9%.
There's the 9%. So bust out your Monday morning whiskey and raise a toast because it is National Radio Day.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight.
What can I put it
and
on
in
my
the morning
toast?
With your toast and mama lady.
Mama lady.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
Go on, hit it, Sarah.
Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
Billion, trillion, zillion, zillion.
I'm not stopping there, Bill.
It's time once again for
the John DeBella Podcast.
We have a big show, a real big shoe.
Yep. John DeBella.
You should never be allowed to talk to people.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
It's been a while since we found audio like this, but if you're going to find audio like this, you know it's going to come from Al Sharpton.
Okay. He's very consistent.
He is rather consistent when it comes to this kind of stuff. And it seems that he decided on MSNBC the other day to take on the president/Amorosa battle and, of course, mention that Aretha Franklin had passed away.
All in
one promo. Cindy, where do you hear this?
Okay.
Here we go. Al Sharpton on TV. I guess this was, this must have been, Friday, I guess, right?
Yeah, over the weekend, in general. Okay. Yeah.
While we're talking about female canines, you know what they say about payback? It's a real, well, I'm sure you know the word I'm thinking of. So in the words of my late friend Aretha Franklin, show some R-E-S-P-I-C-T.
Yeah, well. There you go. R-E-S-P-I-C-T, that means I can't spell it all.
Don't say it either. It doesn't sound good when you say it
No, yeah.
Show some R-E-S-P-I-C-T.
Yeah, show some yourself, dude.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
A lot of times you tune into the radio station, we start playing multiple songs by a single artist. You go, uh-oh, who died now? Right? But no, in this case, it's Robert Plant's birthday. He's 70 years old today. I want to get to a couple of more tunes, but I want to get to some stuff that you just might not know about Robert Plant. You want to start us off, Steve?
Yeah, he was actually a nerd.
He was a nerd?
Yeah, he wanted to be a chartered accountant, thanks to his dad. I guess that's what his dad had done.
Yeah, well, that's basically a CPA in England. Is what a chartered accountant.
Okay, well, there's a CPA in America.
Okay.
Well, leaving school after 2 weeks of training to be a CPA, he decided that he was going to abandon those studies and become part of the blues scene that was picking up speed at the time, and the rest is history.
Okay, all right. What'd you find?
I found some info on his hair, but not the hair that we know and love, the long mane. His beard in particular.
His beard?
Well, his goatee.
All right.
His goatee. But he won an award by a beard organization. What is it? In 2007, the Beard Liberation Front, which sounds like a terrorist group, if you ask me. They gave him the Beard of the Year Award for promoting the positive image of hirsuteness.
All right. Well, speaking of those years at the college as as an accountant, right, it was at that same time that Jimmy Page was looking for a singer. You know, the plan was to start the new Yardbirds.
Okay. Right?
And he originally wanted Terry Reid to be the singer. And when that didn't work out, he actually looked to Donovan, of all people, and Steve Winwood. I couldn't imagine either of them.
That's weird.
Right, being the singers. Yeah. But he went up to Birmingham, and he heard about this guy in this group called Obbs Tweedle. Right? And, and he was singing Jefferson Airplane's Whole Lot of Love. And he goes, you know what? This guy's got such an incredible voice. Why isn't anybody working with him? He must be a pain in the ass to work with. Mm-hmm. Right? They got together and realized, nope. They hit it right off, and that's how
just undiscovered.
That's how the band started. As far as the song Black Dog is concerned, here's what Robert has to say about that.
It was an old workhouse that was supposed to be haunted and this, that, and the other. But in fact, it was just a tired house that needed some love. And with the tired house and the tired furniture and the peace and the ability to work came one old black dog, who I think was quite deaf but insisted on following me everywhere I went. And I used to sing outside a lot, and the dog followed me everywhere, and he was my old pal. It's so simple, isn't it, really? It's got nothing to do with a woman moving well.
The John DeBella Podcast on Philadelphia's number one classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Right now,
in the herd.
So a couple of weeks ago, the staff of the Golden Corral in Mount Airy, North Carolina, was working when they noticed the smoke wasn't ventilating properly over the grill. And it seems like something was stuck up in there. So the manager decided to go up on the roof, see what was going on, and he quickly figured out what was wrong. What was wrong was Charlie Walker. Charlie is a 59-year-old guy who decided he wanted to break into Golden Corral before it was open and go through the vent in order to do it. He got stuck there, right? Which is actually kind of lucky for his part that the manager went up there, because they would have never found him. They couldn't hear him downstairs. They couldn't see him upstairs. And all of a sudden, he looks down and is like, oh, wait a second. I think that's a face looking back at me. The fire department came. They rescued him, and then they took him to the hospital. Once the doctors checked him out and made sure that he was okay, he was arrested for felony breaking and entering.
In the herd.
Steve?
All right, we go to Frederick, Maryland, where police spotted two guys walking around last Thursday. They were peering into cars that were parked. They were looking for stuff to steal.
Okay.
So the police stopped them. One of the guys decided he was going to take off. That would be Matt Rosenberg, and he ended up getting into a physical altercation with one of the cops, who then found a small bag of pot and an air pistol when they arrested him. So he decided that he would go all in, and he would try to bribe these cops by offering them free donuts.
Donuts?
Yes, donuts. Now, they are police officers.
They'll put everything on the line for a donut.
Exactly. Well, Matt told them that he worked at Krispy Kreme, and that he'd give them free donuts if they let him go. And he made this offer to multiple cops on the scene. He's facing charges for resisting arrest, attempting to bribe a public official. But he probably could have avoided the whole thing if he just didn't freak out, because he hadn't stolen anything yet.
Yeah.
They were just looking at cars. His other friend didn't get arrested.
All right. Well, that's why we're putting him
in the herd
group. All right. What do you got, Dave?
One way or another, it seems like this guy was going to get himself thrown in jail. He is 24-year-old Christian Palacios from Thibodeau, Louisiana. And on Monday night, he called 911. To ask the police if he had any outstanding warrants. He was just curious. I'm going to call 911.
They should know.
Yeah, I'm going to check on that. The good news for him, he didn't. The bad news, the cops charged him with misuse of 911. So he could get a $500 fine and 30 days in jail. Dumbass.
In the herd.
Lastly this morning, and I can't believe it, we were Florida free today.
Whoa.
Absolutely Florida free. This guy should have changed his name. It would have made life so much easier. A 34-year-old father of two named Jimmy Williams lives in Victorville, California, and happens to share the same name with another Jimmy Williams in the area who can't stop breaking the law. Now, the good Jimmy has been arrested or detained at least four times in the past 12 years, always for stuff that the bad Jimmy once did. Once in 2006, again in 2009, a third time last month, and a fourth time this past Friday on a felony warrant. Then the cops keep making the same mistake because both of the Jimmies spell their name the same way, J-I-M-M-I-E, and also have the exact same birthday.
Oh, man.
Okay, so last Friday was different, though, because a cop showed up at his door, wouldn't listen to him when he tried to explain, and Jimmy resisted when they tried to cuff him. He's never been arrested for anything before this, but now he's facing a felony charge for obstruction, and he had to post a $2,500 bail bond just to get out of jail.
In the herd.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Ding.
102.9 MGK.
Coming up at 8:35, it's ELO tickets with EL yes, EL no. And the way this works is you're going to get five questions. And they're going to be about, it could be about band members, could be about album titles, could be about song titles. And some of the titles that we give you are there to trip you up. So if I said, is Fire on High an ELO song, you would say?
Yes.
No, you would say EL yes.
Oh, you have to answer.
You have to answer.
Jeopardy
answer,
style.
Yes, Jeopardy style. You I have gotcha. To answer EL yes, right? But if I said Fire is High.
No. EL, no.
I'm out. I would be out because I said no.
Okay, all right. And as long as you keep getting them right, you will stay on the air. And if you get one wrong, you're gone, and we move on to the next caller. You got to get all five right in order to win those tickets because these are the last ELO tickets in the city.
The John DeBella Podcast.
How does he do it? How the hell is he doing?
102.9 MGK.